So, we were on Hey Amida Aleph. We just finished the Ach Chilek. We had a lot of fun with the Rashi, the two answers in Rashi. We split the baby down the middle, or, you know, the fancy gematria. So much to be said about that. So the Gemara spends the entire first Amud trying to figure out, you know, this issue of, you know, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu Sari Batechem. Ilan, it's very suspect, right? And Bayom HaRishon sounds a lot like the 15th. So it's like, the Gemara has a lot of skepticism, like, do you really mean the 14th, right? It's calling it the Rishon. So Rishon always means Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, or Bayom HaShmini Mikra Kodesh, or Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh, and Bayom HaShvi Mikra Kodesh. It always means the same thing. So, you know, the Gemara is a little skeptical. So Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Matzinu Arbasar Shenek HaRishon Shenemar Barishon V'Arbasar Yom LaChodesh. So we have an explicit pasuk which refers to Arbasar Yom LaChodesh, and calls that the Rishon. That's obviously the makor for Achilas Matzah, Ba'erev Tochu Matzah. This is kind of an ironic thing, because it actually takes place on the night. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Rishon Demeikara Mashu Demekra HaRishon Adam Tivaleid. Were you born before Adam HaRishon? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Iyob Elameyata, a very important line, Elkachem B'chamayom HaRishon, So Achanami Rishon Demeikara Mashma. So, you know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So if you want to say that Tashbisu is Rishon, meaning the day before Yontif, so then L'kach L'chama Yom HaRishon should be the day before Chag HaSukkos. You know, you have to, you know, have it both ways. So HaChanami Rishon Demikar Mashma Shani Hasam Dechsev U'smachtem B'tnei Hashem Elokeichem Shavas Yamin Mashvi'i Shvi'i L'chag Af Rishon Rishon L'chag. So I happen to be very fond of this line in the Gemara, as you probably would imagine, because some of us were just discussing this point in Shir. This demonstrates how the two parts, the mitzvah of lulav, lekicha b'yom rishon, and simcha shivas yamim, are highly integrated with each other, right? If we want to prove what the definition of b'yom harishon is, we go to usmachtem v'pnei Hashem elokeicham shivas yamim. So this is like to point out, before the takan of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, right, there was actually an impact of the Yom HaRishon on the Mikdash, right? Because if it was a year where the first day wasn't Shabbos, if the first day was Shabbos, so then Mikdash would impact the Gevulin, and, you know, everybody would take the Lulav. But if the first day was any other day but Shabbos, so they would not take the Lulav, you know, let's say the third day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, that's possible, right? Lo Adu Rosh, so you could actually have that. So the halacha would be that you would not take the lulav in the Beis HaMikdash because you don't take it in the Gevulin, right? So that is an example of the integration of Gevulin and Mikdash in lulav. So achanam iksiv, ach vayom harishon tashbitu, shivas yamim atzos tochelus. Imke nechtov kar rishon, so harishon, ach vayom harishon, with the definite article, lamalish maminah lechida amran, that's meikaris. Yihachi hasam nami, HaRishon Lamali. What does it say? L'kachem b'chem b'yom HaRishon. It's a definite article. V'su hasan b'chsev b'yom HaRishon Shabbason b'yom HaShmini Shabbason. Eim HaRishon d'meikara mashma. Again, you know, it's very hard to be mechalik. So shani hasan d'amakra u'v'yom HaShmini Shabbason. Ma'ashmini shmini d'chag av'rishon Rishon d'chag. HaRishon Lamali. Right? L'kachem b'chem b'yom HaRishon. L'miyutei chol shamoed. So chol shamoed me Rishon u'shmini nafki. You don't have to tell me that Chol HaMoed isn't Mikra Kodesh, that there's not an Isser Malacha in the same sense. The Torah already specified by Yom HaRishon and by Yom HaShmini. So Isser Chzakadech HaMinu Hold Dechazu Rachmana Uva Yom HaShmini Vav Mosev Alinin Rishon. So you would have a Havamina that the Uva Yom HaShmini is a continuation of the same din as Chol HaMoed. V'yaf Yilu B'chol HaShmoed Kamash Malan. So this comes to tell us that it's not the case. So mind you, this is a very important in the huge discussion, I think the Be'er Halacha quotes 12 Rishonim versus 13 Rishonim about Melechas Chol HaMoed being Daraisa Derabanan, right? Ilan's already nodding sagaciously. It seems pretty clear, you know, from this Gemara that you're being Mima'et Chol HaMoed from the status of Yamtif on the Daraisa level. That would imply that whatever Isra Melacha does exist is also Daraisa, right? You're not being Mima'et Derabanan. It doesn't make any sense. So again, it's a very strong argument. All of the people who are anti, you know, that idea are going to tell you that it's, you know, just an asmachta b'alma. And anyway, the Gemara is not really accepting this answer. But you're going to have to deal with it one way or another. Okay, v'lo lichta v'rachmana lo vav v'lo hei. V'suhasam t'chsiv b'yom ha-rishon mikro kodesh yelachem rishon d'meikara mashma. Again, you would think that rishon would be meikara. So, l'hani shlosha rishon mibaylech tanya rabbi shmal, t'tanya rabbi shmal, b'schar shlosha rishon zachu l'shlosha rishon. L'hachri zara shal esav, l'bini beis ha-mikdash, l'shmo shal mashiach. L'hachri zara shal esav t'chsiv ha-yetzi ha-rishon admoni, kulo kadera seyar, l'bini beis ha-mikdash t'chsiv kisei kavod, Marom Merishon, Mikol Mikdashenu, Lishmosha Mashiach, Tachsiv, Rishon Litzion, Hine Hinam, Vilushalayim, Mivaseratain. So we end up darshening the Harishons to tell us that we'll be Zocha to three things, you know, Lasidlavo, Ben Beis Hamikdash, Moshe Mashiach, Lahach Rezaro Shalamalik. So it's an interesting kind of a, I guess, an exercise to do is to think about what aligns with what, right? In terms of Lukach L'mecham Bayom HaRishon, on the one hand, right? And then Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh of Pesach and Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh of Sukkot. So if you would ask me, just for my money, and I don't think there's an obvious answer to this, B'nisan Nigalu B'nisan Asidin Ligoel. So it makes sense that Shmosh HaMashiach should be aligned with Bayom HaRishon Mikra Kodesh in terms of Nisan, in terms of Pesach. In terms of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Harachamanu Yakim Lanu Esukas David Anofalas, I would say that's probably aligned with the idea of Sukkot. After all, the Beis HaMikdash was inaugurated B'chag HaSukkos, which then sets up a really interesting, right, and I'd be fascinating to hear all the drushers that you guys come up with, L'kachtem Lachem by Yom HaRishon, that the Dalad Minim is Keneged, you know, Hachrasa Zaro Shalamalek. I think it's a really interesting idea. So you could say all kinds of drashas, I'll pide sefer achinuch, right? That the dalaminim correspond to the four different types of Jews. We're not leaving anybody out. It's an aguda, as opposed to amalek. Okay, it's all good for shalosh shittas. We have more work to do, so we'll go ahead. So Rava Amar mehach lo tishchar al chametz dam zivchi lo tishchar al pesach v'adayin chametz kayim ve'ema kol chad v'chad kishachet zman shchita amar rachmana. So the Gemara has a hava mina. Well, wait a second. Maybe that pasuk lo tishchar al chametz dam zivchi or lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi means that when you do the shchita and you're still in possession of chametz, whether you're the zorek or the shochet or whether it's bnei chabura, that you'll violate a law. And oh, by the way, Tosos says actually that is true. But we learn a separate halacha from that, that because it's the zman of korban pesach, you can't have chametz around anymore. Just like lo sochal alav chametz establishes, you know, during the zman of the korban pesach, there's an issa d'oraisa of achila, l'shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So here too, what we're suggesting is lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi, that it's true, you're not going to be chayav malkos till you actually do the shchita, but already bizman korban pesach, and bizman korban pesach fundamentally is after chatzos. Now the truth of the matter is that we wouldn't do it till a little bit later, right? Tamid nishchat. Technically, we'd bring the only day that you bring the Korban Tamid prior to bringing the Korban Pesach, which is a huge topic that we've dealt with in the past. Can't get into all the details of that now under time pressure. But the fact is that when you do the Shechit of the Korban Pesach, that is when you're Mechayev the Lav and you're Chayev Malkos for Lo Sizbach or Lo Sishchad al Chametz Dam Zivchi. But it establishes the Zman. Okay, so that's important. So the Iker Zman of Tamid Shalben Arbayim is really from Chatzos. The Gemara Masech Yoma says, V'chim Mishachri Katle, that we wait another half hour because the shadows are extended. Rabbi Adler has, you know, at times, Paskin, let's say the Talmidim were going on a trip or whatever it is, and they were going to have to either daven on the bus sitting down or daven Niyad Lachar Chatzos, Mincha, instead of waiting for Mincha Gedola, that he thought it was better to daven in the Iker Zman. The Iker Zman is after Chatzos. Technically speaking, that's when you're allowed to daven mincha. It's the end of the zman of shacharis. We tend to wait to mincha gedola so that everything was clear. But b'shas hatzchak, that's a position that he's taken in the past. Okay. Los sishchad as a pesach odayin chametz kayim. Or so tani nami hachi ach vayorishon yom arishon tashbitu sorm batechan meyarv yamtif when it'll be yamtif atzun. Tamar lomer los sishchad al chametz nam zivchi lo tishchad a pesach odayin chametz kayim divir bishmal. Rabbi Kiva Omer, the famous Rabbi Kiva that Tosos alluded to yesterday, Einot Sarah, Chare Omer Ach Vayom Arishon Tashbitu Zorim Yotechem, Uksiv Kamalach Hasavod Alo Sasu, Umat Sinu Lahavara, Shiav Melacha. Since I, Rabbi Kiva, hold that Tashbisu has to be Sreifa, has to be Havara, and Havara is an Av Melacha. So Yom HaRishon can't possibly mean Yom Tif. Right? Now, what's really interesting is you could have said, oh, Mitoch Shot Shalotzorach Hotronam Mishalo Letzorach, even if it's not Letzorach Ochal Nefesh. So the Gemara will say, oh, must be Rabbi Kiva, it rejects that drash. It was really fascinating because the whole concept of Mitoch is a machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So how could that possibly be? But we'll get there. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Netzarech HaRei Omer, Ach Vayom HaRishon Tashibitu Sarmi Vatechen, Meir Yom Tev and Levi Yom Tev, Tamad Omer Achilek, Vibi Yom Tev Atzim Mishari, Ha'eskes Hashbash Yisor L'Achilas Chameitz, V'Achilas Chameitz L'Achilas Matzah, as we saw before. So Omer Rava, back Shema Mina, Vidi Rabbi Kiva, Tzla, Shema Mina, one, in Bir Chameitz L'Srefa, that's the way that he holds, and the Bali Tosos Pask in that way, which is why they say, what do you mean, that, you know, Midaraisa Bitol B'Almi Sagile is accounts for Tashbisu, that's ridiculous. They'll say, no, it only accounts for Bayi Rabba Yimatse. But you haven't been the kind of mitzvah the race of Tashbisu. Shema Mina, Havara Lechalek Yatzas, that Havara is an Av Malacha, that means when the Pasuk says, Lo Savaru Eish V'chol Mosh V'zechem Yom HaShabbos in Parashas Vayakel, after saying, Kom Lacha Lo Sasu, then instead of saying that Havara is just a plain old Lav, that it's Lechalek Yatzas. It tells you that each Av Malacha person does many different malachos, behalei machas, that they're chayev, karban chatas, al kol achas v'achas, so havar l'chalik yatzis, because we call it an av malacha, u'shma mina, lo armina and hol, v'chutra havar l'terach, chutra nami, shalo l'terach. So Bali Tosos point out, well, why do you have to come to that conclusion? Maybe, you know, we hold, achas or yachal l'chol nefesh, davar shav l'chol nefesh. Says, no, but this really would be something which is shav l'chol nefesh, because after all, it is l'tzorach ha-moed k'tas, right? Because it'd be a mitzvah of the moed, so He thinks that you're compelled to draw that conclusion. Now, there's a critically important machlokas between Rabbeinu Chananel and Balei Tosos on Lechalek Yatzas. So, the whole idea of having Yisurim Daraisa that aren't Malachos, we know that that exists on Shabbos. Let's say the Shitas HaRambam, we have that when it comes to Tchum Shabbos, good example. Right, and you know, din on Shabbos, lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'zechem yom haShabbos, in that sense of the term. So, what about Yom Tov? So the Balei Tosos say, no, the reason that we're compelled to say Havara l'chalek yatzas and not l'lav yatzas is that Rabbi Kiva doesn't believe that there are Yisurei Lavin that are not Malachos on Yom Tov. Yom Tov has no Lavin. That's an amazing idea. That the only thing which is asra on Yom Tov is malacha, kol malachas avoda lo sa. So it has to actually be a malacha. I'll just put that onto the record. Midekari la'av malacha v'odah mariva, t'lamandam ar lav yatzas lohei asra b'Yom Tov, kevan de'ein shem malacha aleha. It would need to be a malacha. You would only have the concept of an isra d'araisa that's not a malacha on Shabbos. Rabbeinu Chananel disagrees. Rabbeinu Chananel says that's not the pshat. The reason that we're compelled to say havara l'chalik yatzas and not l'lav yatzas, because if it was the lav yatzas, what would be is ase do chalos ase. He thinks that the ase of tajbisu would be docha the los ase of kom lechas avoda los asu. Which is really fascinating because Yom Tov is typically treated as a los ase ve'ase, which is probably why Tosos didn't say that. So you're really very critical machlokas here. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan, Shivas Yom Yisrael Yimatzei V'Teichem. So this is now one of the most interesting and one of the most complicated Gevaras that we have in Psachim, is to try to figure out the relationship between Bal Yirah and Bal Yimatzei. So I'm just going to be makdim for a minute here. So Bal Yirah has a kind of a chumrah and a kind of a kula. The kula of Bal Yirah is that apparently you have to own it, because the Pasuk says, Lo Yirah L'cho, Sholcha Yataroa Sholacherim, Mishal Gavo. The chumrah of Bal Yirah, as it says, Bechol Gvulecha, anywhere, not just in your house. Bal Yimatzei also has a chumrah and a kula. Shivas Yamim Se'orla Yimatzei Bevateichem. So the chumrah doesn't sound like it really has to be yours, because it doesn't say Lecha. There's nothing that would demonstrate ownership. On the other hand, the kula would be that it's only Bevateichem, but who's to say that in the gazebos or in your field that there's going to be any issue all together? Okay, so here we go. Let's say it's hatmana and you can't see it at all. There's hatmana. It's not really yours. because it's just a pikadon, tambalomar lo yimatse. So the simple reading of the Gemara would at this point be that you only violate bal yimatse because you don't see it, and it's not really under your ownership. So you wouldn't think that there's a trigger mechanism yet, but we're not done. Okay. In the eleven achri shaloki vashto, vein sharim chabechatzer nachri shakivashto v'sharim chabechatzer minayin tamalomar lo yimatse bebateichem. So this is something the Gemara is going to have to revisit, because you would think that, oh, if it applied to a nachri shaloki vashto, somebody they don't really have any sovereignty over, so kavachomer nachri shakivashto. So later on, the Gemara is going to quote a machlokas Abaye v'Rava, maybe epoch, maybe we'll have to turn it all around. So Eli al shebebateichem shebas yamim sorlei matzi bateichem. But what about the fact that we have the chumra of bal yirah, namely bechol gvulecha borosh yichnu aros minayin tamalomar bechol gvulecha ve'adayin on yomer revatim over mishum bal yirah bal yimatzei bal yadin v'yikabel pikdonis min anachri bigvulin shalcha yatarah v'tarah shalachir v'shal gavoa minayin litanet amor shal zebazeh v'shal zebazeh. How do I know that I have a trigger mechanism? How do I know that once I'm chayav for one? Because let's say I own chametz in my gvulin, so that's bal yirah, it's going to trigger bal yimatzei. Or let's say I have hatmana, but it's in my house, which is shivas yamim sor lo yimatzei bebateichem, so it's going to trigger bal yirah as well. Tamalomar sor sor l'gzer shava. Nemar sor bebatim, nem sor lo yimatzei bebateichem, nemar sor begvulin. Lo yira lachos or masar amav batim av rishon bayira bayimatze bal yad mina yikav yikav pikdonis mina nachri afsar amav vugulin over rishon bayira bayimatze bal yad mina yikav yikav pikdonis mina nachri mas or hamar bigvulin. Now we have the kula direction shal chaya taro av taro shal achirim vishal gavoa afsar hamar bivatim shal chaya taro av taro shal achirim vishal gavoa. So it seems like we've really benefited, right? On the one hand, you know, when you violate, and you get the double. On the other hand, the amazing kula of bal yira'ah, dahainu, that it has to really be yours, not only are we willing to apply in the gvulin, right, for you to violate, but, you know, we're willing to apply in your house. Now, this is a three-week shir, but the 10-second version of that is that that does not really stand to reason. You would say, yeah, of course, when it comes to bal yira'ah, which is about bailus, licha, the only way you're going to be chayiv on something which is out in the gvulin that you're never going to really see on Pesach, you're never going to interact with it. If it's yours, it's yours. But if something's in your house, if it's matzoi, who cares if you really own it? You have rishus, even if you don't have bailus. So this is an amazing chiddush of the Gemara that the kula of bal yira'ah could apply even in your living room. Now again, you should probably construct a mechitza, yadvachim, you know, in terms of, you know, the chumra, saveira, vachila, velo bedili in shimine, but the reality is, you know, that the kula will stretch forth. So now the Gemara keys in on this point. So Amar Mar, en liben alab nachri shalo kivash ve'en shayim chabechatzer nachri shikivash ve'shayim chabechatzer minayin tam velo mar lo yimatze, that it can't be matzoi at all. So klape laya. So the Gemara says, you know, in which direction is going? Amar Abaye epoch. You have to turn it around. The much bigger chigadish is to say that you violate for nachri shaloki vashto. So Rava Amari says no. La olam leitup lo tepach ve'areishakai shel chaya taroa v'taroa shel achem shel gavoa. You're allowed to see other people's. Amli al nachri shaloki vashto. Yeah, that will only apply to a nachri that you have no relationship with. Ve'en sharim chabechatzer. But nachri shakivashto, as Rashi explains, it's ki'ilu that it is yours. Even on a formal bailus, but the fact is you could tell this person what to do. So, you know, mashkana evad kana rabo, basically you should have honorary ownership. Visharim chabechatzer minayin tamalomar lo yimatzei. V'hai tana mahadera hatera, the Gemara questions. I thought we were looking for a kula v'nasev lakra li yisura. So the Gemara says, mishum shenemar l'cha, l'cha trezimne. You have an extra l'cha to tell you not only is it classical ownership, but it's in fact non-classical ownership, right? Not only is there a p'tur if you are not the absolute Baal, but there's a p'tur even in a case where you could say, okay, I'm not the formal Baal of this, but I basically can tell this person what to do. So that's l'cha l'cha trezimne. So the Baal Yatosa say, you know, it is really interesting because we have a similar diyun, anybody happen to remember, by Chala. We discussed it a little bit last year. Mereshis arisoseichem. Sounds like it has to be yours. So arisoseichem is lima'et shel nachri v'shel gavoa. So the Bali Tosa say, yeah, it's really interesting. Do we need two different miyutim for that? It comes up twice on this Amud and Tosos. So again, it's something we'll come back to when we get up to this Sugya B'Ian, but it's a very important notion. So Amar Mar, Yachol Yatmin V'Kabel Pekdotos Min Anachrim, Tam Lomber Lo Yimatze. Lo Yimatze says you don't have to see it, so that's why Hatman is Aser. And Pekdotos Min Anachrim seems to establish that you don't really need formal ownership, it's just Matzoy Yetzlecha. So wait a second, now we have a frontal conflict between the Chumra of Bali Matze and the Kula of Bali Ra. So Lokasha the Kibel Ale Achrayas had the Lokibel Ale Achrayas. The Gemara says, you know what crosses the threshold to Lecha? If you're Mekabel Achrayas. Once you're Mekabel Achrayas, so again, there are two ways of learning this. Is that a form of bailus, because ultimately you're going to have to replace this? Or are we saying you don't really need technical bailus, but this is some kind of a liability in terms of a chiyav achrayus, a chiyav mamon, what's often called the davar hagoreim mamon, kemamon dami. Okay. So, ki had amr lehu rava livnei machoza bi'iru chamira demechela mibataycho. You guys know American history, so this is the quartering act. So the soldiers of the army used to stick all of their food in the Jews' homes. So they could say, well, it's not mine. But the problem is that the non-Jewish army didn't care. If something happened to your chametz, you would be held responsible. Davar ha-gorim l'mamon, kimamon dami. That's a sheet of Reb Shimon. So kiyada amr lehu rav lemei machoza birchamir dmei chela bimataychu kevan dilu mignav v'ilu mitbud. If it was a case of gneva v'aveda birshu saychu kai uba'itu lishlumei, and you would be on the hook for the money, kedil chondami, it's honorary bailus. So aser hanich lemad namar davar garin lemamun kemamun dami elan damar damar lav kemamun dami ma'ika lemei mar. So Shani Hacha da Amr Lo Yimatse, an amazing line in the Gemara. I love this line. The Gemara says, you know what? Maybe you're right. If you don't hold that Davar Gorim Lamamun Kemamun Dami, there is no bailus here. But why was Rava saying this? It may not cross the bailus threshold, but what threshold does it cross? Rishus. It's Matzoi Etzlecha. And maybe that's enough. Just like Hatmana and Pikdonos Min Anachri. So then the Gemara flips it around. Ikadamir Hanichad Amar Davar Gorim L'Mamun Lav Kemamun Dami Hainu Ditzrich Lo Yimatze Elamand Amar Kemamun Dami Lo Yimatze Lamali. So what would Lo Yimatze teach you? Itzrich Sal Kadai Dechamina Hawil V'chi Isay. Let's say nothing happens to it. Hadar Be'enei. You just give it back the way that it was. Namely, this Chameitz food. So lav birshusei kai, that it's really not yours, because again, unless it's stolen and unless it's lost, right, you just give it to the chayala, so it's obviously not yours. Kamash malan, so that, you know, shivas yamim sarlo yimatzei batecham, that's at least considered to be a davar hamatzoi. So as you can see, one of the really fascinating things here is that the Gemara does establish minayin litenes amur shel zeh bazeh. The Gemara does establish a very, very profound relationship between Bali Ra and Bali Matze. And ultimately, excuse me, that does account for the trigger mechanism. When you violate one, you could violate the other. But there's still no doubt that the thrust of the Yisurim are separate. The Isser of Bali Ra is really geared towards Bailus. Shalcha iata avalata roa shalacherim vishal davoa. The Isser Bali Matze is much less about bailus than it is about proximity to chametz. Dehainu shivas yamim seor lo yimatze bebateichem. And it turns out that the entire discussion, because there are all kinds of nafkamina, kabbalas achrayas, lav kabbalas achrayas, who's chametz shal nachri, chametz shal yisrael, let's say I put my chametz in a non-Jew's rishus, huge machokas, Rambam and the Ramban, and my chayev mishum bali ra bali matze. So the Rambam, I don't want to give away the story over here, but the Rambam privileges Bailus. The Rambam thinks in the end of the day, the reason that the case of Rava, the Bnei Chelav, Mechoza, he says that's basically like Bailus. The Ramban says, Bailus is necessary, but it's not sufficient. You need to have Rishus. You need to have access to the Chametz. L'may Nav Kamina. So again, it's a huge, huge, huge sugya. But the more that you think that Bal Yira'a, Bal Yimatzeh are independent Lavin, the way that some of us have been talking about it, it's an indication of the stigmatization of Chametz. We really don't care what the chances are that you're going to come to eat this. It's independently prohibited. But the more that you think, this is just one svara, but the more that you think that this is kind of like a gzeira d'oraisa, right? That the Torah is really trying to protect you from an iser kares over here. So the less reason that you'll have to be concerned about something that's technically under your bylaws, but there's no way that you could access. It's in, you know, Kazakhstan. So it really gets to how I understand the Lavin of Bal Yira'a, Bal Yimatzeh. Okay, so anyway, just to review, Rabbi Kiva, Havara is an Av Malacha, Havara is L'chalek Yatzas, Ein Bi'ir Chametz El Esreifa, right? That's very important. The Machlok is a Tosfos from Rabbi Elchananel about Lavin on Yontif that aren't actually Malachos, right? Questions of like Tchum, other things. Really very, very, very fascinating topic. And this whole idea of, you know, Rishon de Meikara or Rishon of Yamtif, and, you know, just some extra credit homework for you guys just to think about Rishon, 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 Lahachar Zara Shalamalek, Kisei Kavod Marome Rishon, and Rishon Letzion Hinei Hinam. I'm pretty confident about Sukkot and Pesach, but the Dalaminim and, you know, Lahachar Zara Shalamalek, somebody's got to check the Marasha for me, see what he came up with on that one. Okay. Ilan, go ahead.
Maybe if we were, like, the Gemara does contemplate the fact that Rishon could be the 15th, obviously not accepted, but if that were to be true, how could somebody burn Chametz that's not in there? It's just like they were already over on Bal Yimatzeh, so how could they burn it after that?
Right. So the Bali, I mean, look, the Bali Atosos in general are of the view that, you know, Ebir Chametz al Esreifa, but that's La'achar Zman Isuro. Like, no sar. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So it's like the parallel opposite Ilan of the Gemara of Dvarim Shena Bishus Sosh Adam Asana Kasav Kilin Bishus Olav Olav Bishnei Lavin.
Yeah, but there's no
Bayirah
in the 14th, right?
After. Ah, that's a big. It doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. Okay, so that's now it's an excellent point. The Rambam seems to say in the Koseres Bayirah Bayimatzei Kol Shiva. He doesn't really seem to suggest that it would start earlier. But there are indications already in the Gemara that we saw that you could argue that it started earlier, right? So that's going to be a big topic in the Rishonim. And by the way, the more that you think that there's a Gzera D'Araisa, the more they have to say, well, okay, maybe they'll make the Gzera D'Araisa on the Isser Kares, but they're not going to make the Gzera D'Araisa on the Isser Lav of Chametz Kodem Zmano. So. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay, I'm gonna set up the WhatsApp. Okay, guys.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Oh, what was that? How does that last Kamash belong?